Hello, welcome and kumusta. Thank you for joining me. This is How, your occupational therapist, and welcome to OT Conversations. As occupational therapists, we have always worked in the field of rehabilitation. Most of the time, or people in the hospital. Rehabilitation means something went wrong and you need to get the person back to the level where they were. Restore the impaired and the lost function. So that's the area of practice. We've always been on that side and we've done it for quite some time. That's why there's a lot of us in rehabilitation units. Those are the services that are actually paying. Those are the services that are actually asking for occupational therapy services most of the time. So it is the big market in there. So there is, what's the word? There is an industry of rehabilitation. And it's based on this rehabilitation where the industry is built up, like the wheelchair services, for example, adaptive aids. So there's an industry of adaptive aids. There is an industry of home adaptations and environmental modifications to a point where you may have to do some liaisons with architects and builders. And the therapeutic tools and equipment, like electrotherapy, for example, some of those gadgets and gizmos, there's an industry on that. Some in terms of the therapy furniture, for example. So there's an industry on that. This is based on the industry of rehabilitation, and occupational therapists are working on that field. That's well and good. The thing is, with occupational therapy and when it comes to the scope of occupational therapy, which is occupation, and occupation happens across the lifespan, so there are other things that we can do apart from rehabilitation, one of which is enhancement. So performance enhancement. And there is not a lot of occupational therapy or occupational therapists in that field. So performance enhancement. So what am I talking about? So part of the occupation can be vocation or work, employment, paid employment. And part of that, as part of the occupation, it's everybody's occupation to actually explore and search for a paid employment. So that's one. So work exploration. The other thing is called the work performance. So if we are doing something, if a person is doing something, a person is not just doing it. You want the person to do it better and at the optimum level. And that is occupational performance, or I meant work performance. So as occupational therapists, we can see a person who is normal, who's not doing any rehabilitation, but we can get them to do and perform their jobs and responsibilities much better. How do we do that? We use our tools. We use activity analysis. We use some of the performance enhancement techniques through psychological approaches, visualizations, lots of other cognitive techniques. In a sense, it's like coaching, isn't it? And now, this concept of life coaching, it's technically occupational therapy. It's just that people were smart enough and they thought, there is a gap in here. Occupational therapy could not protect that. And so they named it differently. They named it life coaching. Because you improve your performance in life skills and life areas. Where do you want to go? What is your direction? This is typically occupational therapy. It is the scope of occupational therapy. So an occupational therapist can be very good being a coach. You just have to embrace that. Don't say that it's not the scope of occupational therapy. you're an occupational therapist who wants to stay in the field and in the realms of rehabilitation, that's fine. But you shouldn't stop those people who are exploring and doing some things and justifying that, like I said, anything you do matters and has an outcome. Here or there, you encourage, you empower a person to get better at doing the things that he needed to do. This is performance enhancement through either physical activities, through some psychological techniques. So that is another field of occupational therapy. So we have an area where occupational therapy is on the rehabilitation frame. The other one is the performance enhancement or promotion, wellness promotion and performance promotion phase. And you can be in the field of prevention. So how are you going to prevent things from taking place? Either through education, you do a campaign. So occupational therapists would be very good at mobilizing or providing some information and some education either to a person or a group of people or a set population so that problems will not happen in the future. Again, it's a field where not a lot of occupational therapists are in, but we can do that. Restoration would have been the rehab. Promotion would be a development, so enhancement of what was. And in the end, these promotion would technically be on the prevention, right? So those are the three themes of occupational therapy. Don't forget about that. It is something that is very useful and that you can use to justify what you do, to justify your service. Okay, I hope you learned a little something today. It's a short talk, but if you like it, share, talk to your friends about it. Have a conversation amongst yourselves. Just remember, guys, anything you do matters and has an outcome. Until next time, bye.
If you enjoyed this podcast, talk to your friends and colleagues about it. Like it, subscribe, share, and do what you can to appease whatever algorithm that is at play. Just remember, guys, anything you do matters and has an outcome. Until next time, bye.